If you already know Drake, or you already been on Drake's TikTok, or his lives, or his Sunday Zooms, which will be once a month now. Did you know? Now you know. You know whose voice this is. It's Shan from She Gets It Pod. So while you're listening to Everything Culture, with an A, not an I, check out She Gets It Pod. All right. I know I'm the one with the little boo me on there. That's me. All right. New season 22, giving y'all encouragement, motivation, and a real insight in the things that I think about on a daily, but I'm saying them out loud to y'all. So check me out on She Gets a Pod on your favorite podcast app, and also find me and the rest of my podcast on shambypodden.com. Now, I hope you're enjoying this show with Everything Culture. Hey, Drake, I'll let you have your mic back now. Bye.
Maybe high school. Different, because I was more, more like trying to be active in my community. I think once I got introduced, that started from being a part of my Black Student Union. I actually was like, no, I don't want to be a part of it. My brother was in it, and I was like, no, I don't want to be part of it. My brother's in it, and like, y'all are very controversial. I'm just trying to do my 4 years in high school and get out. Like, no. But they kept, because he was in it and everybody was in it, so I'm known as Evan's little sister. So it's like, when are you coming to BSU? Okay. So finally went, and it was just, it just like was eye-opening. Yeah. And so after that, I was at pretty much every single BSU meeting, event, whatever that they had. And then I ended up running for vice president my junior year. And then got that, beat out some people, mm-hmm. and then became president my senior year and did some dynamic things then. So really from that, it was just jump-started everything for me, I would say.
Wow. What's up, beautiful people? It's your host, Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, back with another episode. Actually, we're back with another Making to You. So this morning, this afternoon, this evening, I have the pleasure of introducing to you all, Bailey.
Hello.
How you doing today, Bailey?
I'm doing well.
Good. So happy to have you on.
Yes, happy to be here.
You know, you're recommended.
Yeah, shout out to Mike.
You gotta ask, if you could see somebody else with Everything Culture, with the makings of them, who would you suggest?
Person that's helping me do my thing with my social media, you know, Bailey. You know what I'm saying? She needs to be on the makings of her. So, she's a little shy, but you know, it is what it is.
It's not hard, Bailey. We chilling. We have a good time. You know, you already hearing the questions. I'm gonna switch them. It's the same questions for everybody, usually.
The owner of Delphine Digitals. Ooh. You know, we're gonna go ahead and just put that out there. Yeah.
Shout it out.
So you see my videos and stuff, that's who's doing it.
Mike B. Cuts, you know, up in Seattle, Washington, you know, representing. I'm a barber, you know, he keeps the beard looking fresh and nice. But he's done a great job over these past 4 years, I would say. But we get to know more about you, Bailey.
Absolutely.
So I would ask, have you listened to the Makings of You?
I have not, actually.
But you've been a part of one.
I have.
You know, part of a creation of one.
Yes. I helped to shoot the behind the scenes for Mike D's. And yes. So that was a great experience, just even getting to learn more about him. He's been a friend. So some of the things that he talked about, I didn't even know. So that was great to hear.
A lot of learning moments, you know. I think that's what we're all about.
Absolutely.
Us learning one another. And I was just thinking, I hope my head don't block this. I'm going back a little bit. I don't even think about that. I do have a cranium. But we are here to learn more about Bailey.
Okay.
What would you like to go by?
Bailey's great.
Bailey's great. Okay. Just I check, you know, I don't know if it's BTB, you know, Big Time Bailey.
Oh, God.
Whatever it's going to be, I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. So yeah. Thank you again for being here.
Of course.
So you ready for the first question?
Absolutely.
Okay. Bailey, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, all right. We started out with the heavy hitters already. I would describe myself as someone who is a go-getter, someone who people come to when they have problems or need advice, determined, peaceful. Yeah, that's how I describe myself.
Okay, okay. What cultures do you represent?
Definitely the Black culture.
Okay.
I know. I do. I'm Black, so both my parents are Black. Grew up in the Black community here in Seattle, Washington. So that's what I identify with.
Okay. 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 Let's see. Did you say you're from Seattle?
I am from Seattle, born and raised.
Okay. Have you lived anywhere other than Seattle?
I have for college. So I started out at Georgia State University in Atlanta, and I at the time, I loved Atlanta, loved the city, but I did not like the school. Mm. My top choice was Clark Atlanta University, and I got in.
Yes.
I just didn't go. I don't know why I didn't go. Mm. That's kind of a regret I do have of not going. So I ended up coming back home. Was at Seattle Central, which is a community college out here, for like 2 quarters, and then I was like, well, it's about that time to get out of the house. So my mom actually told me to look at University of Oregon. And mm-hmm. so the only thing I knew about University of Oregon was that a lot of athletes like to go there. I didn't mm-hmm. know anything else about it.
The Ducks, yeah.
Yeah, that was their school. It was like, I want to go to UO. That was it. So we went, visited the campus, and was like, okay, I'm going to go here. So I transferred there, and I just finished out my time in Eugene, Oregon.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Shout out to UO.
Shout out to UO.
You know, I feel that. I feel that. And it's so cool that my cousin, I always say, you remind me of, mm-hmm. she went to Clark and graduated. Yeah.
I'm sure she enjoyed her experience.
big representer. Okay, so Bailey, how would you define your childhood?
I had an amazing childhood. Grew up with both parents. They were married. I'm the baby, so I have an older brother.
Okay.
He's 27. And then there's me. I'm 24. And so, I got everything I ever wanted as a kid. And then some. They took us on trips. They bought us everything we could want. I mean, of course, you know, there's times where we don't get everything. But, you know, for the most part, we got everything that we wanted. And, you know, at 16, got a car. All of that. So I think I had a really great childhood.
Sounds mighty awesome.
Yes.
So what were the roles of your parents in the household? What did they do?
They both did everything. I think my mom, you know, she went to work and my dad went to work as well. She definitely took on like more of a caretaker role. So the cooking, the cleaning, all of that. And my dad was more of like the person we went to when like electronic, we need a new computer, sports, anything sports, like take us to our games. He would cook here and there. He wasn't the best, but he would try. He would definitely try.
Chill out on Pops, you know?
He had his moments where it was like, okay, this is pretty good, but for the most part, mom was definitely the cook.
Okay.
So yeah, that was pretty much their roles.
Okay, I love that. So, what would you change about your childhood, if anything?
Oh, that's hard to say because my childhood was just so great. Who doesn't love to go on vacations as a kid, dude?
And that's why you got, if anything.
I know. I don't know, because they exposed us to a lot and we had a lot of opportunities to explore things that we were interested in. So I don't know what I would really change.
This is the makings of Bailey.
Yeah.
So once again, if y'all don't know, this is all about Bailey. There's no wrong answers here. So
yes.
That's your answer. That's your response. We with it. Okay. All right. So hope this one not too difficult for you.
Okay.
When did you realize your parents were people?
Oof. people. I think that realization began in high school, just seeing how they were, you know, how they interacted with each other, and kind of just being like, maybe not too happy with their interactions with each other, and just being like, okay, well, you guys aren't what I thought you were, you know. But not that they're bad people, they're just people, and they, you know, they have their own individual thoughts and feelings and all of that. And so I think that carried over into college. And so, you know, kind of around that time, you know, even you're learning yourself, being a young adult. And so you kind of have to give that grace to, you know, they know, like, you're becoming a person, and they've already been through that. So I think that's kind of the years where it solidified, like, okay, yes, sir. People too. You guys make mistakes.
Yes, yes. Hey, shout out to the parents.
Shout out to the parents.
So, I'm trying to think what question I hit you with next. I'm not trying to be too difficult. I'm not trying to barrage. But what was your first sense of responsibility?
It definitely started with chores, cleaning up, making sure my bedroom's clean, kitchen, definitely that. And then once I got 16 and I got my first car, it was like, okay, I have a job now. So now I have to manage this car. This car is essentially your baby. So putting gas in it, make sure the oil's changed, make sure your filters are changed, lights, headlights, all of that. So it's like, that was like a really big responsibility that I had to take on. But I still, I mean, my dad's definitely still helped. Like, you know, if there was an issue, like a major issue with the car that had to be fixed, it definitely he would step in and, like, take over and pay for it and whatever. But, you know, for the most part, I had to manage the day-to-days of that. And then responsibility of having a job. And that was a summer job. So, yeah, having a job and, you know, got to be there on time. Got to get the job resume. Got to make your own resume. So getting introduced to what it is to be an adult.
Still doing that. Let me tell you that. You gotta keep that resume updated. I always tell people all the time.
All the time.
Okay. And what was your first job? You know, you said you hit 16. What was your first taxable job?
My first taxable job was Jamba Juice, actually.
I can see that.
Really?
I can see that. I don't know why you got the personality for it.
Oh, man. My friend, she had actually started working there. And so she was like, come to Jamba Juice. And I was like, okay. You know, my brother had already been working at that time since he's, you know, he's older. So I'm like, I want to, you know, he's working, he getting his own money. I need to get some money too. I want to buy some clothes or whatever. So started working there, and yeah, that experience was cool. It was a nice, it's a relatively easy first job.
Okay. Shout out to Jamba Juice, you know. Y'all get me through right when I leave the gym, you know.
Actually, see, that's what everybody be thinking about Jamba Juice. It's not as healthy as they portray.
I know. The reason why I go there, trust me, I'm one of those folks. I'm a play stupid right with you. Okay. Yes. Oh, this is healthy. Okay, let me go. I just like sweet stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. They playing.
All right. So, how were you disciplined growing up?
Ooh. I would say, like, from elementary age, it was definitely, like, my parents were, they were strict parents. Not overly strict. I think reasonably strict. But, I mean, as a kid, you're like, come on now. Like, why can't I do this? But it's like, you know, there's things that you're not aware of that they're aware of. So, yeah, elementary, it's definitely like, for example, if I wanted to go hang out over at a friend's house, it's automatically a no because I haven't met their parents yet. But it's like, but I know them, I've met them, but I haven't met them. I don't know where you're going, I don't know who these people are. And so that, for me and my mom at least, that was a big, it was a big thing. It was just like, but I wanna go, but it's like, no. But, you know, in her mind, it's like, I don't know who these people are. They can put my child in danger, any of that. So strict in that sense. But, you know, also very lenient, you know, once I got to, I'd say high school, like if I wanted to go out with friends, you know, here's your curfew, be back at this time, don't miss that. But, you know, go have your fun. Just let me know where you're at. So I think it progressed as I got older.
How it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
But this is the makings of Bailey. So if you felt the way you felt the way, we'll go with you on this.
Yes. Okay. That younger Bailey definitely felt the way. I'm like, I don't always want to have to tell you where I'm going and who I'm going with, but okay.
Okay. Do you believe that redirection was helpful for you?
Like them telling me that? Mm-hmm. I have to admit it. Yes, I understand, like, at around those ages, absolutely, like, you need to know where I'm at and who I'm with, and you need to meet the parents and whatever else to ensure my safety, because, you know, you hear stories about kids and getting snatched for, you know, other things happening to them, and so that, luckily, that was not my experience or any experience I had, but that's definitely, like, friends that I've had experience who parents may have been way, way, way more lenient in letting them do whatever. So, yes, it makes sense now. But back then, no, it did not make sense.
Of course it didn't. Mm-mm. Of course it didn't. Shout out to the parents, by the way. Bailey's parents. I'll give you some stories later. So, what were and what are your beliefs?
Ooh. I know, that's a question. I want to ask a follow-up question. Beliefs as what? Like spiritual beliefs or just anything?
Just anything, whatever comes to mind. You know, this is the makings of Bailey.
What were my beliefs? I think when I was younger, as far as adults go, it was like, they are the perfect person. They've never done anything wrong. They've never made a mistake. Nothing. Like, throughout their whole entire life, they've just made the right choice every single time. Mm. Since then, I now believe that, no, they've made their mistakes. And most of the time when they are imparting that wisdom of the mistake they made and that they learned from, that they're giving it, that's what it's coming from. It's like, I've already been through this, so you don't need to go through this as well. Me, on the other hand, I feel like I learned through my mistakes, just as I feel like other people do. And so sometimes that line can get crossed, or like, okay, I don't want you to tell me what to do, because I want to make the decision for myself. And if I so happen to fall, you know, I don't want you to be there and be like, oh, I told you so, or whatever. It's more of just, you know, support me in my decision. Even if it's not, if you don't think it's the best decision, I think it's the best decision right now.
It's dope. I like that.
Yeah.
Exciting, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that. I like that. And thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. So, who has been the biggest influence in your life?
Whew, definitely my mom. I think she's been the most supportive of whatever it is that I want to do, whether if she knows the information or not, helping me to figure it out and guide me and all of that. My dad as well, being a soundboard. I have ideas. He was very much a creative person and an entrepreneur in his own way. And so it just getting inspiration from that, from him as well.
Love it. Shout out to your folks. hope you share this with them. They need to hear this. I love it. So, 3 recommendations we need from you.
Okay.
Can you give me a recommendation for a book, a movie, and a television series?
A book. Ooh,
what book represents Bailey? Like, you had to tell the world, y'all need to read this.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Take it back.
Charlotte's Web. Because that was my... So when I was younger, I was very much an avid reader, so I was already reading chapter books and books like way above like my grade level and stuff. And so Charlotte's Web was like one of those first books that I read, and I just I don't know. I just love that story and just that book. So much so, to this day, I want to have my own. I want to have a pig. Yeah. And name it Wilbert.
What was a good job pig? Was she putting the way up the first time?
I don't remember.
We can talk about Charlotte's Web.
I have to brush up on my Charlotte's Web. But yeah, that would probably be the book I would recommend. And what was the, it was a
movie.
Ooh. Get Out by Jordan Peele. That movie changed the game. I feel like for movies in general, when he put that out, it's a work of art to me. Every time I watch it, you know, I find something else out, like, you know, he has little Easter eggs in there. And then, like, he has me very engaged in the movie. Like, don't you go there. And nobody know where you at.
Mm. Like, perhaps tell your parents where you're going, who you're going to be with. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
He just done told his friend, and his friend already wrote. Come on now. And then you in there.
Let you know who your circle. You need to know your circle, who they represent, who they going to look out for. You. Shout out to Lil Rel.
Yes. Loved his character. Because his character, that's how I would be. I'd be like, you should not go. They're going to have you in the woods. You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know them people like that.
Absolutely,
you know.
Not. But yeah, no, I really enjoy that movie. I love that movie. I watch that all the time. And then a show. Mm-hmm. You have to watch The Chi.
Everybody be begging me to watch The Chi.
You haven't watched it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh my. That's just such a beautiful TV series. Like, you have to watch that. Like,
I may slide it in. I've been hearing positive reviews about it, so I may check out The Chi. So for real.
No, you have to.
I'm gonna have you be one. You may be the one that pushed me over to go watch it.
Oh, so good.
We'll see. Okay. How you feeling?
Good.
You ready for our next question? This is gonna be a new one.
Okay. Oh, but I haven't.
So, you're moving into a new place.
Okay.
All right. You need 5 things from the grocery store. What are the 5 things you're going to grab?
I'm going to grab some water, some bottled water. I'm going to grab some cheese. Love cheese.
Okay.
The grocery store. Because I'm just thinking food. But, I mean, there's other necessities you need.
I'm glad you're thinking about it.
Like toothbrush.
Okay.
Body wash.
Okay.
I'm at 4. Okay, I need one more. What do I really, really need? Oh, soap. Like hand soap.
Oh, say that. Yeah. So, hand soap, body wash, toothpaste.
Toothbrush, toothpaste.
We'll put that together.
Okay, good.
Okay. Hand in hand.
Yeah.
And you're going to get some cheese and milk. I mean, cheese and water.
Cheese and water.
Okay, we can survive with that.
Yeah.
You know, we can make it to the next day.
We can.
All right. What are your passions and how did you get into them?
Oh, man. So one of them is actually watching, like, on YouTube, people will make, like, short, like, films or TV series. So they're not, like, as of high quality or anything like that. Mm-hmm. One that I first started watching is called, what was it called? I think it was called, like, Boyfriends or something like of that nature. But it was basically these students out of Clark Atlanta, and they had started their own, through like a class that they were taking, and they had started their TV series, and it kind of just was just like, you know, their, maybe not their lives, but like lives of students in college and relationships and dealing with college and all of that. So that was one of the first. And then the next one I remember was Awkward Black Girl with Issa Rae.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's, if you're a true Issa Rae fan, Awkward Black Girl, like that was where she kind of started out with in the YouTube universe. So that's one of my passions. And so that carries over to like going to movies and doing all that. I'm not like a film person. Like I can't like, you know, pull lines out of a movie, but definitely I just like enjoying it and the production of it. Another thing that actually got me into my business was photography. Mm. And so that started in high school. I took a class and I enjoyed it, but I put it down. I never like picked it up. And then I thought I was gonna be a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, so I thought I was gonna be a YouTube star. And so I got a camera that was good for video and photography. And I would take a couple little YouTube things and stuff, but I quickly learned that I did not really enjoy being in front of the camera as much as I did behind the camera.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So YouTube was just like, yeah, this is kind of out of the question right now. So
I'm glad you say it right now.
So I put it down and I kind of just, or as far as YouTube, I stopped that. And then I started taking pictures of my friends in college and they were like, oh, you're so good at this. You just have an eye for it, which I did. But at the time, those pictures that I was taking were terrible. Mm-hmm. They were trash. But shout out to them for the encouragement and the support.
Gotta love them friends.
Yeah. So I continued to take my pictures and got better, like got educated, YouTube, mentors, whatever it was, to get better and just grown from there. So then since then, I took it more seriously starting last year. And so it's grown a lot. And then officially made it a business earlier this year. Mm.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Delphine Digitals.
Ooh. Where did you get the name from?
Delphine is my middle name. Yeah. So me and my mom share the same middle name.
Of course.
And so Delphine Digitals. And that name, actually, I had already had that name in high school. I did like a, me and my friend, we ran for student government or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I would make like our videos and stuff for our campaign. And so at the end, it would say like Delphine Digital. So I already had the name for however many years, but it just came into fruition once I started to make my business and Instagram and all that. So
money do it.
Yeah.
Like, so I heard you said you were in student government.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
So when we ran, I was running for vice president. She was running for president. She had already been our class president for the other year. So this was senior year.
You got to run again your senior year?
You have to run each year.
That makes a lot more sense. That's how government should run.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So each year you have to run. So she was our standing president for all of high school. But, you know, she has to run. So, but her gripe was, you know, there's not a lot of black people in ASG. And so, or student government. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll run with you. And since you already have like the fan base, you know, I feel like this should be a shoo-in. I don't know. So I run for vice president with her and I did not end up getting, I ended up losing to this other guy. So, but I ended up getting treasurer. So I was
That's a powerful position.
It is, actually. I didn't know it at first. But yeah. Treasurer, nothing is happening. Everything is coming through me.
That's what I'm saying. That's a powerful position.
You know, I have to sign off on everything. So, yeah, so that was a good position to be in. So we were over the whole entire student body. So not just our class, but then the whole school.
Wow, that's dope.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on my students. I'm still a little bit salty. I'm a little bit Lawry's about experience. I got cheated. You know how politics work.
Yeah, but mm-hmm.
I learned at a very early age, you know, people kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay. Bailey,
mm-hmm.
What has been an impactful moment in your life?
Ooh. An impactful moment in my life. I don't know if there's been a moment, but there's definitely been people that have been impactful, that lead to impactful moments for myself. And so I would say one that stands out to me is Miss Teresa and Mr. Rossman. And so I was in this program called Y Scholars. And so basically they help Black and African-American students get into college in high school, through high school. And so they were our family, first generation, going to college, so knew nothing about it. And so they really were there to support me in that process. Whatever questions I had, scholarships, they were great motivators, all of that. And I was also, you know, a person that was on top of their studies and all of that. But when you're applying to college, it's a whole different beast. And especially if you don't know anything, you need that help. So they definitely helped me to get to college. And in college, there's definitely people that helped me stay and get me through college and all of that, outside of like my parents, of course. And then at the end, you know, graduated and all of that. But it's like, I don't think I could have done that without the help of everybody else.
The support.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. And leading to our next question, who represents your community of support?
There's a lot of people. Networking is key. If you're not networking, you got to do it. But yeah, no, there's a lot of people. You know, that could be teachers, community members, anybody that's really taken the time to invest into me and help me grow and educate me. The list is long. I couldn't even really start to name a whole bunch of people, but you know, that community is big for me.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And then we got to lead into one of my favorite questions. A good phrase. If you could have dinner.
Okay.
You know, just like a nice dinner, however you want to set it, with any three people. That could be fictional, it could be dead, it could be alive. Give me three people you would like to sit down and have just dinner with. In a captivating conversation.
The first person probably would be my grandma on my mom's side. A lot of people spoke so highly of her, and I never got to meet her. She passed before I was born, long before I was born. So I would like to just sit down and get to know my grandma. I think, you know, people that get to have that experience, that's a beautiful experience that they get to have, because I didn't get to have that. Yeah. So that would probably be the first person. Who else would I sit down with? Alive, like a celebrity. Oh my gosh, there's just so many people that come to mind.
I know.
I don't know. I'm gonna go. Oprah.
Okay. The big O.
We're gonna go Oprah. You know, I think she has a good story, and just kind of like learning about that and learning how she got there and did everything. And also, my mom is a big Oprah fan. I'm really not into Oprah like that, but my mom is. But I think that would be a good conversation to have, and a valuable conversation as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then the last person. Would probably be my dad.
Oh.
It would. He passed away 2021. I think through going through like the funeral process and everything and all of that, I learned a lot of things that I didn't know about him. And so it would be cool to kind of just talk about it. And like, you know, when your question of when did you learn your parents are people, like that was one of those moments where it was like, wow, like you had a whole life before I was born. I didn't know anything. I didn't know you did all this. Like, so just getting to know him more on that level would be beneficial.
That's beautiful. My condolences, by the way. Oh, goodness. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with everyone shortly. Once again, this is the makings of Bailey with Everything Culture.
That's good. Whew, you got some questions.
Hey, what's going on? It's your host, Drake. Be Drake with Everything Culture. Just want to butt in real quick and ask for y'all support. Now, y'all know I greatly appreciate all the love that you're showing listening to the show, but I have to ask, could y'all please leave us a review? And if you don't know how to leave a review, don't worry. I got you. You can go to Apple Podcasts, find Everything Culture. Make sure to click on the name of the show. Scroll down to where you see ratings and reviews. Please hit that 5 stars or just leave your honest opinion. Then right under that, you can drop us a review. Leave a subject line, the catchier, the better. And just tell us how you feel. That goes a long way with supporting us. But let's say you don't have an iPhone. What should you do then? We got you with that too. You can go right over to Spotify, find Everything Culture again, and you just want to hit on the ellipses at the top right, and it will pop up where you can rate the show. They see? There you go. There you have it. Now make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and anywhere else you may listen to Everything Culture. We greatly appreciate your support. We love y'all, and let's get back to the conversation. Let's get back to the show. Peace.
Welcome back. We are back with the makings of Bailey with Everything Culture. What's up, Bailey?
Hello.
Okay. Ready to continue with your questions? Yes. And sharing a bit about yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. Bailey, how would you define joy?
I think joy for me is whatever is going to bring me happiness. Mm. And so one of the main things that brings me happiness is, you know, inner peace, making sure that I'm good. But extending that would be to other people, making sure whether it's people I'm around, working with, you know, that they're good within themselves, or, you know, if they need something, being able to help them find that resource and help them whichever way.
So. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. If you could have any artist talent, who would be the artist and what would be the talent?
It would definitely be singing. I cannot sing at all. So it would definitely be singing. And one of my favorite artists of all time is D'Angelo.
Oh?
Yes.
You would want D'Angelo's, like, his cadence and everything?
Yeah, singing. I love everything. Okay. The talent, the voice, D'Angelo.
Okay. I'm trying to think you singing and sound like D'Angelo. I'm like, all right, do your thing. All right. If you were in a zombie apocalypse,
okay,
and you had to bring 5 of your friends, what 5 would you bring? Which 5? Let's say that. Which 5?
My friends are, oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to start out with my girl, Serenity.
Okay.
She's not gonna be no help at all.
I'm glad you know this.
She is not gonna be that dead help to me. She gonna provide. See, okay. Well, her skill. She is a nurse.
Okay.
So I guess that's gonna be some help. But outside, if we need to figure out something to get somewhere, yeah, she gonna provide some options for sure. But no, let's see. My next friend, I was gonna say my friend Cece, but again, she's not. I don't think she's gonna be too much of a help either.
Sorry, Cece.
So, dang, none of my friends are gonna be any help. See, I guess I got to go be Dolo, honestly.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Let's see. I would bring one of my friends named Wild. He is very much a creative. So if we're in a jam, I think he can get a creative response. He's also in the military. So he gets some military training. My other friend, oh, I'm gonna bring Felicia too, because Felicia is striving to be a doctor. Mm. So, yeah, we're gonna need some. So, medical is definitely a thing, but it's like, okay, we got that. I have so many friends. They're gonna be mad that I haven't.
It's okay. Be real. Maybe they should step it up in some way.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna bring Jarrell, because Jarrell, he's gonna provide pure entertainment. Okay. And, you know, in that sense, I feel like I'm gonna need some entertainment. I think I got one more. Oh my gosh. I bring my brother because he's a computer engineer.
Okay.
So I think he got that engineering background, so he could, I don't know, engineer some stuff.
Put it together.
Already. Come up with the ideas and yeah.
You know, the standardized, the SOPs, mm. Okay, operating processing, you know, all those good things put together.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So you got, okay, let's go over the 5 okay. in.
We have Serenity, the nurse.
Yeah.
We have Wild, who's the creative, military background. Yep. Okay. Then we have Jarrell for entertainment.
Yeah.
And then we have my brother for engineering. Oh, I guess I have one more.
No, yeah, you said someone else is
going to be. Oh, I said Cece, but I was like, no, I can't. I don't want to bring her.
Oh, dang. Okay, we got one more.
Okay, I got one more. Ooh, wee. That's a good 4. That's
strong. Sound like you're doing pretty well.
I think so. I think I'm going to have to bring Will. Will is another one of my photography friends, but he's also in the military. So it was, yeah, we're going to.
Good balance.
Yeah.
Because Jarrell ain't going to make it long. I'm going to tell you Jarrell. That. Jarrell going to be the first to go. I'm sorry. Jarrell played too much. Y'all don't know Jarrell like that. Jarrell, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. The ones who's with entertainment, y'all fun. Y'all going to be that. No, Jarrell.
Jarrell's going to make jokes. Jarrell, be quiet. He's going to laugh the whole time.
I was just about to say, Jarrell going to make a joke on his way out.
Yeah. He said, oh, you got me. So, okay.
Oh my goodness. But thank you. You have a biopic coming up.
Okay.
You know, the makings of Bailey is coming to movie now, okay? Mm. Or have one. It's about to hit the silver screen or the home screen. That's how we do it. Who would you have play you?
Mm.
Who would direct your biopic?
Mm-hmm.
As well as what would it be rated?
Oh, I think it's a PG-13 film.
PG-13.
Family friendly. It's kind of like a coming of the age story and a go-getter thing or something of that nature. But directing, okay. It's not just one person. Yes. So off the top, it's definitely going to be Issa Rae.
Okay.
She's going to be part of that. And then we're going to go Lena Waithe.
Okay.
Because she does The Shy. And so, yes. And then last is 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
50 Cent.
Oh, you want a lot of drama. Okay.
Because what he's doing with Power, absolutely. Yeah, so I think those three would be a good.
Who would you have play you?
Angela Bassett.
To play you?
She can't play me.
Because I was going to ask who would play your mama.
I don't know, but like, she can play. She can play.
Hey, shout out to Angela Bassett, auntie, mom. My mother-in-law looks so much like Angela Bassett. It's crazy. But I would say Angela Bassett been playing people mama forever. She fit. Like, I much respect. Have you seen her workout plan?
I have not seen her workout plan.
Have you heard? Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. All these people say, I want to look like Angela Bassett. Listen to her workout plan. Okay. You can be like, I'm good.
Oh, okay, I gotta check into that. Okay, so you said who would play my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, why am I blanking? I'm blanking on her name. But she was the lead for How to Get Away with Murder.
You made me mad.
Fenty. I know.
I just knew the name. Ah, I can't stand it.
Why?
Ooh, Viola Davis. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to y'all beautiful black women. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Doing great things in the world. Okay. Ready for our next question?
Absolutely.
When did you realize you were different?
Oh. Maybe high school. Different because I was more, I want to say out, more like trying to be active in my community. I think once I got introduced, that started from being a part of my Black Student Union. I actually was like, no, I don't want to be a part of it. My brother was in it, and I was like, no, I don't want to be part of it. My brother's in it, and like, y'all are very controversial. I'm just trying to do my 4 years in high school and get out. Like, no. But they kept, because he was in it, and everybody was in it, so I'm known as Evan's little sister. So it's like, when are you coming to BSU? Okay. So finally went, and it was just, it just like was eye-opening. Yeah. And so after that, I was at pretty much every single BSU meeting, event, whatever, that they had. And then I ended up running for vice president my junior year. And then got that, beat out some people, mm-hmm. and then became president my senior year and did some dynamic things then. So really from that, it was just jump-started everything for me, I would say.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to your brother too. Okay. Open them doors, that means a lot.
I guess.
But this is the Makers of Bailey. I wanna make sure y'all know that. And thank you so much for mm-hmm. sharing yourself with us. So this is a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather go back in time and speak to your younger self? Or would you rather your future self come and talk to you now?
We can't do both.
Which one do you feel more
comfortable? Oh, man. I think probably my future self, because I just don't know what the future holds. Mm-hmm. So if that person can come and say, you know, everything's going to be good, everything's going to work out, you know, you're going to get where you need to get to, and give me that peace and calm, because right now it's a little, the waters is, whew, so if they can come and do that, that would be great.
Love that. Love yeah. That. I'm sorry. If you saw the look at my face, I was like, because you don't want it to come. You were like, ooh. Like, because I think that's a learning moment, too.
Yeah.
What don't I need to do? What do I need to avoid? Who do I need to avoid?
Exactly. Things of nature.
How did we get here? And you need to let me know now.
Now. Right now.
So, listen, I'm gonna give, if you could go back in time,
okay,
what age would you go to?
Age would I go to? I'd probably go, because like 16, you're like you're in your junior year of high school. So yeah, around that age, I would go back and I would tell myself to take some time, really between after graduating high school and going to college, take some time and figure out what you enjoy doing, what makes you you, all of that, and kind of set that foundation. And then once you're going into college, knowing that you can, you know, pick the right major, take the right course, like you already know, kind of like, kind of gonna have a plan planned out. But going from high school straight into college, I think I wish I would have had a gap year at least. Mm. So I think that's probably around the age I would do.
Do you think 16-year-old Bailey would listen to 24-year-old Bailey?
She better. I think she would. I think probably because, you know, they're a little closer in age and stuff. She would be like, okay, like, I'm going to listen to you. I don't know why I'm going to listen to you, because my mom told me I'm going to college, so we're going to college. But if you're telling me to, you know, take a break and not go straight into it, then, all right, I guess I have to, you know, speak up about that.
Okay. Ugh. I'm big on alternate realities.
Yeah.
We'll come to that in a moment. You rolling right along, Bailey.
All right.
You coming into the final stretch. Okay.
Yep.
What are the best ways to cheer you up?
Oh. For myself. Or like, if it's like another person trying to.
Let's say both.
Okay. For myself, I cheer myself. I have to get away from everybody, everything. It has to be very secluded, like whatever I'm doing. So that could just be like, I'm just in the bed watching movies, go to a movie, take myself out somewhere, like just do something where I'm by myself and away from everybody else so I can just calm down and just cheer myself up. If it's somebody else, if they do something that they think I would like, I may not like it, but if they think I would like it, or if I know they think I would like it, or if they do something, buy me something, take me somewhere, that would be one way that they could cheer me up. Yeah, I'm very much like a jokesy type of person. So just just being lighthearted, jokingly, whatever, would cheer me up.
Okay, I'm rocking with it.
Going to my all-time favorite question. If you can have any meal at the snap of your fingers.
Oh, yep.
What would it be, and who would prepare it for you?
Yep, it would be mac and cheese that my mom's made.
Oh, okay. It's like that?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I feel like she makes the best mac, like every mac and cheese, because I love mac and cheese. So every mac and cheese that I have, I compare it to hers. And so a lot of these mac and cheese out here ain't
macking. They cheesing, but they ain't macking.
I don't know if they even cheesing.
Oh.
Okay, guess.
Okay.
Yeah, her mac and cheese. And every time, now hers is a little different. It is a little different.
Do too.
So I'm not a cook, but she has things like pimentos. She has things in her mac and cheese. So there's pimentos and there's cheese, like different cheeses. I can't give away the family secrets.
Okay, but keep it on low. I was going to ask, did she ever teach you?
She did. So I do know how to make that. On top, there's like, she puts saltine crackers on top. I know. Yeah. Okay. That's everybody's reaction is like.
No, hey. I ain't going to knock it until I try it. But I am a connoisseur of food in general.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right, so it's it's definitely different than what you know, your regular, like, just cheese, milk, whatever. But, no, every time, everybody has that reaction of like, oh, what is that? And then they have it, and it's like, oh, snap, this is good, because she makes some more.
See, I'm like that. I'm like that. Who you know who taught her? How did she learn?
I believe that recipe comes from my dad's sister. And so that's how she got the recipe.
Crossed over.
Yeah.
Okay. Might have to have your moms on the show. You might have to chop it up with her. Yeah. You know, get to know a little bit more where that come from. I love it. I love it. Okay, we have a few more questions.
Let's
later.
Do it.
All right. So, how would you want people to remember you?
You know, I actually have a saying that will lead into that answer. But the saying is, I would rather die young knowing that I've done something impactful with people than to die old and have regrets.
I like that.
Yeah. Which just means, because like, so my, both sides of my family, my parents are both the youngest child. And so with my mom specifically, her youngest, so that she had four boys on her mom's side. And so the youngest one was 19 when she was born. So her mom had her at 42, I believe. Yeah. So by the time I came around, they were older. They're already in their 60s. They've had their kids and their kids have had kids.
Yeah.
So from that, growing up, I attended a lot of funerals and stuff like that. And so then my dad did kind of the same thing, but not too much, but they're definitely older. So just kind of seeing and going to those things was like, some people, I don't think necessarily live their life to the fullest of what they may have wanted. So I don't want to do that. When I'm younger, I want to be able to live that. And then once I get older, say I've done all these things and I don't have any regrets for that. So when I get to, when my funeral happens, I want people to remember those things and say that Bailey's done all these things and she lived her life. She did what she wanted. And she made an impact on people.
I love it. You know, that used to be the question, like, how, what would you want your funeral to look like? You know, who would you want to sing at your funeral?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, my funeral is definitely a celebration. It's definitely a party. I really don't want people to sit around and cry, but I mean, it's going to happen. But it's definitely a party where afterwards, the food, all of that.
Same. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have security at my funeral, though.
Oh, it's that deep. Okay. I don't know about
hey, I'm going to make sure people are... Hey, certain times on the mic, if people don't get up there talking about, oh, how much I miss them, that was my best check that if they lying.
Oh, there's going to be a list. I'm like, this person cannot speak.
Yeah. All right. What changes do you want to see in your culture?
I think we're growing in this, but... I definitely want people to be, oh, how can I say this? More accepting of being Black. And so, and I feel like that spills into the actions that we take place. Like for me, I love being Black. When I grow up, when I get older and get married, I want a Black family. I want my kids to be Black. And when I tell people that, a lot of times it's like, but what about if they're that's fine. What if you're a soulmate? That's not what I want. And I don't think that, if that's not what I want, I'm definitely not seeking that. And I feel like I will get that Black family. And that's what I came from. Both my parents are Black. So... I want to continue that, or, you know, where I spend my money at. Am I going to the Black restaurants? Most of the time, I mean, of course, I love Mexican food, so I'm going to go there too. But, like, you know, also actively being conscious and knowing, like, you know, the Black dollar is very valuable. So I need to go spend my money there. So just, I think knowing that will progress us a lot further.
I see you already answered the other question. Oh. Like, what are you doing different?
Yeah.
That changed your culture.
What yeah, you I think just, yeah, actively seeking out whatever it is. It's like, all right, let's say I want to go do it like a facial, you know, go to the spa. I could go on Google and, you know, GMRS is going to pop up and all those, you know, that's going to pop up. But, okay, well, where's the Black spa at? Who can I go to out to get that service and spend my money there? And that does take a little extra step.
It absolutely does.
Especially being in Seattle, it's very hard.
Especially in Seattle. Especially in Seattle.
Now I could go to Atlanta, the South, and probably be a little bit better at being able to find a Black whatever, but like out here, it's out here, but it's hard. It's definitely hard, but you know, actively taking that step is good.
Absolutely. I got to get you in touch with the Tacoma Black Collective, too.
Okay.
Super dope folks. Older folks. It's all ages.
Yeah.
Once again, but you will fit in. Like, I'm getting just excited. They good folks. I'm going to miss them. And one of our last questions, how can we support you? So how could Everything Culture, how can our supporters, how can our listeners, our viewers support you?
Just like how you just did. I gotta connect you. I connections that your, you know, your worth is your net worth. I feel like. So if you feel like I should be connected with somebody, connect me with that person. If you feel like I need this certain resource that I don't know about, tell me about it. Just any way that you feel like I need to be supported, or if it just pops in your head, that's how I can be supported.
Oh, well, we got you. Yes. We got you. Well, Bailey, you've done it. You did it. You completed the makings of you with Everything Culture. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And for the folks who are looking for you and you're trying to be found, where can they find you?
Okay. So I have my business page, which is Delphine Digitals. So that's Delphine Digitals. That's on Instagram. And then my personal page is Miss Bailey. So MissBailey. It's my personal one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is that them two places, the only best places for you?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. You know, I go looking for everybody everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
But we do appreciate your time. Yeah. Hope this was a great experience for you. Oh, and lastly, who would you recommend to be on Everything Culture for the makings of them in the future?
Mm. Ooh. I would say my friend Will. He's a photographer. He's from Atlanta. I think he has a good story.
What's that?
He changed it to Finding Will. Okay. But it was something else before, but I can't remember what it was. But he did. He does like Illuminate Studios downtown Seattle. Hmm.
We'll talk about it after this. But Will.
Will. Will. That's a good story, I think.
I'll find you, Will.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We want to say thank you so much again. We appreciate you. And we look forward to having you back on the show in the future.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right.